We've got a question for you, Chris, from Olga in Australia, who says, why does tea taste different when it's cold?
I love cold tea, not. Great question, though, and I think there are probably three, possibly four reasons for this. I think the principal reason is the temperature, because when you take food and drink into your mouth, what we call taste is largely actually down to smell. And you can prove this yourself. If you take something strongly flavoured into your mouth and then hold your nose, you'll notice that it appears to lose most of its taste. And that's because when you put warm things or things that are cold into your mouth, the heat in your mouth volatilizes, in other words, turns into vapor. Some of the volatile chemicals in the food, they then drift up the back of your nose into your nasopharynx, where they dock with chemical receptors in what's called your olfactory epithelium. That's where you smell. And this tells the brain that particular flavors are present. So most of the food we eat, we actually experience the taste as a smell. When you put cold tea into your mouth, the reduction in temperature of the tea means that many of the volatile chemicals that are in the tea don't escape from the tea in the same way or at the same rate that they would do with hot tea, because the more energy you give something, the hotter it is, the more of these chemicals will be driven off. This means that as a result, less stimulation goes into the olfactory epithelium, so the taste is less strong for some chemicals than others, so the tea tastes different. That'd be my first point. The second point is that when tea's cold, the viscosity is very different. It's a thicker fluid than when it's hotter. And this means that the stimulation into your mouth and tongue is a bit different as well, so it tastes and feels different in the mouth, which also changes your perception of the flavour of the tea. And then there's another possibility, which is that when tea has stood for a long time and got cold, it has separated out according to density of the different components of the tea. Because when you've got a hot cup of tea, you've got thermal activity in the fluid. So hot things are rising to the top and cold fluid is falling to the bottom. And this keeps the contents mixed. But when you have a tea cup standing there for a long time and the temperature has fallen, then it stops mixing like this. And things get separated out, so the fatty, less dense things go to the top and the more dense things go to the bottom. So the mouthful of tea you get isn't a mixture of tea like it would have been before when it was hot. So I think there's a combination of things that conspire together to make your tea much less enjoyable.
Grim.